The Bloomington Fire and Police Departments have been struggling with staffing and wages for years, but they say things may change if their budgets are approved. WFIU's Isabella Vesperini reports.
Roger Kerr is chief of the Bloomington Fire Department. He says they have a popular training program, but it has struggled to retain those firefighters, who find jobs where they can make more money.
We had fallen behind in salary competitiveness, and so we had younger and middle-aged firefighters who were leaving to go to departments that were making sometimes $20,000, $25,000 more than they could make here, with just a short drive up Interstate 69, so they were taking advantage of that.
At the City of Bloomington's budget meetings in August, Kerr proposed a salary increase of $15,000 for the first year of work and a $5,000 increase the second year. If approved, the wages would be comparable to Ellettsville and White River. But it's not all about money. Outdated facilities have also made firefighters less willing to stay. But with a new training building under construction and renovation of a station underway, Kerr hopes staff recruitment and retention will improve.
Those with their own sleeping quarters, private rooms, chargers for the cell phones and iPads, all that stuff has been taken into consideration. So we're hoping that we attract a younger generation that still wants to do this job, but also fits their needs.
After hiring 4 new EMT personnel in November, the department will be fully staffed at 120 full-time personnel for the first time in almost 2 years. When Kerr started working for the fire department in 1988, there were 82 full-time personnel. For most of 2023, his department was 21 people short. Kerr implemented mandatory overtime to compensate for the lack of staff and an increase in the number of calls. In 2023, the department received 5,961 calls. So far this year, the department has received 4,096 calls.
That gets pretty tough when you've planned on your kid's birthday or you planned on taking a family vacation or whatever it is and you've been told, sorry, it's your turn to work and you don't have a choice.
A firefighter's work schedule usually consists of working a shift 24 hours straight, then taking 48 hours off. When working mandatory overtime, the same 4 to 10 firefighters on call could work up to 6 or 7 extra shifts over the course of a year.
It didn't affect our response times or what we put on scene. It just affected kind of what people don't see. As far as out on the street, when a fire truck showed up, it showed up with the same number of people in the same amount of time. It's just some of those people had been there longer than necessary. They'd been there a couple days instead of just a day.
Ryan Pettigo is captain of the Bloomington Police Department. He says BPD has also struggled with retaining staff. They're 15 officers short of being fully staffed at 105 officers.
I think it's fair to say that over the last 4 years, we have certainly struggled. It's been longer than that since I can remember us being fully staffed, but that's really when our struggles really taken place as far as losing more than we're bringing in.
Like the fire department, the police department is losing officers after training them. They leave for agencies with more attractive benefits and salaries. Indiana University police officers recently received a salary increase of $7,000. A probationary officer is paid $70,325 yearly. The starting yearly salary for a probationary officer at BPD is $63,683. City Council member Hopi Stossberg spoke at the budget meetings about how police may choose where they want to work based on the culture and how they feel about the system. It may not be as important as the pay.
And is that something that also needs to be looked at in terms of our culture of policing, in terms of our culture of Bloomington and how Bloomington responds to police and considers public safety as a whole?
Pettigo assured that his department has a, quote, fantastic police culture. It has implemented extensive training on de-escalation techniques and are also clear about their expectations for how officers present themselves and interact with the community.
We want our officers to police with a sense of caring. We don't want them just simply going from call to call and just trying to take care of an issue and move on to the next. We want them to help solve the problems that the community faces.
Now that officers have new equipment and are permitted to take home their police cars, Pettigo hopes they can respond to calls more quickly. The city is expected to begin budget approvals later this month. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.